From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president said up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria. Mr. Obama returned to the U.S. Monday evening. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. The sources say the visit is part of efforts that Pakistan is making to facilitate resumption of Afghan peace and reconciliation talks. When contacted by VOA, a Taliban spokesman said he was unaware that the delegation had traveled to Pakistan. The development came the same day that Afghanistan's president told Parliament Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Iran is threatening legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of the people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his government would hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a 2012 law concerning the distribution of the funds. The court's ruling directly affects more than 1,300 relatives of victims who have been seeking compensation for more than 30 years. This is VOA News. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' joint effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump called it a horrible act of desperation.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude.
Donald Trump. The International Criminal Court will examine reports of killings, tortures, rapes, and other crimes committed from the political turmoil in Burundi over the past year. Lisa Bryant has more.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Fatou Bensouda says this preliminary probe is not an investigation and offered no timeline of how long it will last.
Killings, imprisonment, torture, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, as well as cases of enforced disappearances. Because all these acts appear to fall within the jurisdiction of the ICC, I have decided to open a preliminary examination into the situation in Burundi.
Bensouda says at least 430 people have been killed, 3,400 have been arrested, and more than 230,000 Burundians have fled the country. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
In a report published Monday, the World Health Organization says six nations in Africa could be free of malaria within the next 4 years. The report was published Monday, and it marks World Malaria Day. The six countries in Africa that could be rid of malaria by 2020, are Algeria, Botswana, Cape Verde, Comoros, South Africa, and Swaziland. Saudi Arabia has unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hit hard by a sharp drop in crude oil prices. The plan would focus on privatization, subsidy cuts, the sale of 5% of the oil company, Saudi Aramco, and the creation of a $2 trillion fund to develop cities. Serbia's Electoral Commission confirmed Monday that Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić has won a landslide victory in general elections. With nearly all the votes counted, Vučić's pro-European Union Progressive Party won 48% of the vote. Socialists, who have been in the ruling coalition for the past 4 years, took an additional 11%. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.